This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everyone, I'm Meg Teets, and this is Sorta Awesome. Hello and welcome back, Awesomes. You are listening to the show that is all about helping you be smart, strong, and social. We are in your earbuds every single week with all the awesome that you need to know. And you can find us on Instagram at Sorta Awesome Show or over on Facebook in our Sorta Awesome Hangout group. This is episode 249 of Sorta Awesome. And I just mentioned our Sorta Awesome Hangout group. And I want to tell you again, if you haven't joined the Hangout group, we sure would love to have you. Today, we're going to be talking all about interesting hacks and discussing whether or not these could possibly work. I have to tell you all that some of the best hacks that I have come across in my adult life really and truly have come from the Hangout group. So if you are looking for a place to find out, you know, how to make life a little bit easier, how to work through relationship struggles a little bit more, well, awesomely, or any of a variety of recommendations or anything that you could possibly need, I think you could find it over in our Hangout group. So if you haven't joined us, we would love to have you. And it is very easy to find us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/groups/sortaawesomehangout and we will get you right on in. All right. Like I said, this is episode 249. This week, I am so thrilled to be joined by one of my favorite people on the planet who is here, well, here in Oklahoma, enjoying a little break from her regular routine and life. Also celebrating some things that we have going on this week, like Nico Gus's first birthday. It's my children's favorite aunt. Is that going to get me in trouble with somebody?
I don't know. We'll see.
They call her Aunt Mimi, but you all know her as a Sorta Awesome regular, my sister, Emily Harris. Emily, welcome back to Sorta Awesome.
Oh, thank you. I'm really excited about this show.
This is going to be so fun. We thought this would be a nice break from, you know, some of the heavier stuff that's going on in our culture right now to talk about things that instead of making life, you know, heavier or more difficult, that make life a little bit more easy. And you know what? We're going to be discussing if some of these things could actually even possibly work, because what we have done is found some interesting internet hacks.
Yes.
Now, Emily, you teach middle school. That's right. Your regular and real job. Do you have students who come to you with like little tips and tricks, things that they've learned on TikTok or YouTube or like those 5-minute craft videos?
You know, I really don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't tell you about it.
Yeah, probably.
Because AJ, my 12-year-old, soon to be 7th grader, is obsessed with internet life.
Yes, she is.
She was telling us before we got up here to start recording that we were asking her and Daisy, my 15-year-old, about things that they've seen on TikTok or other places on the internet of hacks that could work. Hacks that could possibly work. AJ told us this tall tale. I do not know if this is true or not.
I have a feeling it's not.
I have a feeling it's not because it sounds so crazy. She was talking about that you could take Coke and put it on your hair. Mm-hmm. Okay, which I don't think that's a great idea to begin with. It sounds like a nightmare to wash out. But then after you've put Coke on your hair, she said you could take a lighter and take it section by section and hold the lighter up next to your hair and it will straighten your hair for you. We've talked about it later. Emily and I think she might be trolling us.
Which, granted, there are a lot of videos on TikTok where it's like totally trolling people. You know, it's like, here's this life hack that just is silly and doesn't make sense.
Exactly. So we have found some that sound legit.
We're going to talk about each of these internet life hacks that I have found. And we're going to talk about, could you do this? Would you do this? Should you do this? Or is this going to be a terrible idea? Or might it actually work? So we're going to get to all of those here in just a few minutes. But first, let's go ahead and start this show the way we always do, with our awesomes of the week. This is the moment in the show where we talk about whatever is making life a little bit more awesome right now, whether it's a book or a TV show, a movie, a podcast, a product, just whatever is kind of making life a little happier. We all need that in our lives. So Emily, I can't wait to hear what you have for Awesome of the Week this week.
All right. So my Awesome of the Week this week is a YouTube channel, and it is called Well Done.
Well done. You always have good YouTube recommendations.
Well, I spend a lot of time on YouTube, so I think that's probably why.
Thank you for bringing the awesome of YouTube to us. I really appreciate that.
Yes. So this is a channel that is dedicated to not only like just like different ways of cooking things, but also one of the main people on here, her name is Rashawn Hanners, and she is a food stylist.
Oh, fun.
So I found her because I have this little obsession with something called charcuterie boards.
Oh, now, yes.
I don't live a fancy enough life to ever really find a situation where I would make a charcuterie board.
Well, I'm here to say, who cares if it's fancy or not? You could make your own charcuterie board for your own lunch.
That's true. That's very true. So I went on YouTube and I looked, you know, I know the basics of it. I mean, it's pretty easy. And so I was just looking at like how other people do it. And I came across this YouTube channel. Now, Rashawn used to have an Instagram, but I don't know what happened to it. But this channel, Well Done, is just, you know, it's a play on words. Like it's well done, but then it looks good.
Yes.
You know, but.
So it's all about food styling.
Yes.
All of it.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's mostly food styling, but then she also does like, you know, she has a video on how a professional food stylist does curbside pickup.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So she's got a snack board on here. So, I mean, you know, she's just got a lot. They've got a lot of really interesting food.
Okay, she has one I just saw you scroll by that said how to make spiral corn dogs. Aww. So you could even take corn dogs and turn them into something fun. I mean, they cover a lot of topics here. How to make the ultimate grilled cheese, which, you know, I am a huge fan of the grilled cheese.
Oh, yes.
All kinds of fun stuff. And it looks like even some cooking hacks, too.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The easiest way to clean a sheet pan. We should have watched that before we started this
episode. I know. Shouldn't we have?
Okay. This looks like a fantastic channel. Seriously.
Yes. Love it.
Okay. So you found it looking for charcuterie board guidance.
Yeah.
I will say, too, that anytime you can find a Trader Joe's board or forum anywhere, you're going to get a lot of charcuterie inspiration because people love, love, love to go to Trader Joe's and load up on their sliced meats and their cheeses and their, you know, pickles and all of the things that go on a charcuterie board, which I obviously haven't done one or I would be able to name even more. But
well, they do, you know, like olives and berries and
Kind of seasonal, whatever's in for
jams,
the season.
Honey. Mm-hmm. I mean, really just, you know,
dips and breads and all of that good stuff.
Yeah.
So anywhere you can find a Trader Joe's board, like, for example, I've mentioned before on Sort of Awesome, the Trader Joe's Meals for Busy Moms is a fantastic and very big group. Also, there's a Trader Joe's subreddit, and those people, that is a great subreddit because they usually have a good heads up on whatever is new in stock. And there's a lot of Trader Joe's crew members on that subreddit.
Oh, yeah.
And they will give you the inside scoop on things, too. But lots of people love to post pictures of their charcuterie boards and then whatever else they're cooking up from Trader Joe's.
So yes.
There's a bonus tip for your awesome of the week.
There we go. There we go.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. We will for sure have a link to Well Done, the YouTube channel, in the show notes today. Okay, my awesome of the week this week is a book, and the book is called Beach Read, which is kind of funny because, you know, in the summer, a lot of times we're looking for a beach read.
Yes.
But the title of this book is Beach Read, and it's by the author Emily Henry. Emily Henry has written, it seems like mostly like young adult and new adult books before. This is a full-on adult fiction, women's adult literature book. And I got the heads up on this book from Katie Cobb. She is an awesome who co-hosts the Currently Reading podcast. And along with Meredith Schwartz, who's been on Sword Awesome, they've both been on Sword Awesome. So she was talking about how much she absolutely loved this book. And I checked out the description and I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to need this. So basically, the general overview of the book is it's about a romance writer, and her name is January Andrews. She is stuck in a writing rut, and she's had some bad things kind of happen in her life recently. She grew up with kind of the shadow of cancer hanging over their family. Her mom has battled, I think it's breast cancer. I hope I'm remembering that correctly. And then recently in her life, her father had passed away.
Okay.
And so she goes out to his beach house to kind of try to get that writer vibe re-energized. Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, the next door neighbor who is in the beach house next to hers is another writer, and his name's Augustus Everett. And he is somebody that she knew from her college days. In fact, used to be a sort of a rival, I guess you could say.
Okay.
They have a past together. They're totally polar opposites. He writes really, you know, like serious fiction. She writes romance novels. And so, and he's had some bad things that he's been dealing with too. And he also has writer's block.
Okay.
And so the story kind of unfolds from there. And you get a couple of things in this book. You get, first of all, a really, one of my favorite styles of romance novel, which is the friends to, well, enemies to lovers trope. Was one of my very, very favorite tropes. And Emily Henry does a really good job with this. But this is not just a romance novel, although it tracks along the same idea of a romance novel.
Yeah.
But it's a lot about family and relationships and, you know, like being an artist and the struggles of writing and family dynamics that get really hard and all kinds of stuff. So I would say it's a really solid, just adult contemporary fiction book. You're going to see it shelved as romance fiction. You're going to see it shelved as like women's literature or what we might call chick lit. But I'm telling you guys, if you normally avoid romance novels, I will tell you that there are at least two. There's a couple of open door sexy scenes.
Okay.
So if you avoid those, just know that there's a couple of scenes like that. But truly, this is such an engaging story. The dialogue is fantastically written. It's funny. It's charming. You really get invested in the characters of this book. And it's a really solid read. It would be not just a great beach read, but even if you're not going to the beach this summer,
it's
a great read to pick up and just lose yourself in because it's totally a page turner too.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
It's really good. I don't read like a whole lot of fiction, but I think I might check that out.
Did I sell you on it?
I think you did.
Yay, I feel so excited. Okay. So it's Beach Read by Emily Henry. And I'll put a link in the show notes for you guys if you want to check it out too. All right, you guys, those are our awesomes of the week. Of course, we always love to hear what's awesome in your life every Friday morning over on Instagram. You can find us talking about your awesomes of the week at Sorta Awesome Show on Instagram. And like I said, you can also find us on Facebook where we have an awesome of the week thread every single Friday. And you can find us there once again at facebook.com/groups/SortaAwesomeHangout.
Hey, awesomes. So most nights of the week around 5 o'clock, you can find Kyle and I in our kitchen, turning on some music, opening a fresh bottle of wine, and getting ready to cook dinner. Thankfully, our wine cabinet is always stocked thanks to First Leaf. We love First Leaf. They always know exactly the right bottles to send our way. To get started with First Leaf, you take a quick quiz to assess your wine drinking preferences. Then First Leaf will send you 6 expertly picked bottles of wine based on your answers. And here's the cool part. First Leaf uses your ratings and feedback to refine your future shipments. So just give each bottle a thumbs up or a thumbs down online. First Leaf takes care of the rest. You can also choose what types of wine you want in your next box. In fact, First Leaf updates their inventory every month, so we always have something new to try. In our last order, I absolutely loved the Bodewell 2018 Pinot Noir, but I think my favorite one in that shipment was the Daring Escape 2017 Red Blend. It paired perfectly with the barbecue that Kyle is known to serve up this time of year. And remember with First Leaf that subscriptions are super flexible. We can choose when and how often we get our shipments. And First Leaf has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you get a bottle that you just aren't into, First Leaf will cover the cost. So you guys, go sign up today to get 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/awesome and you're going to get 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95 at tryfirstleaf.com/awesome. Okay, awesomes. It is summertime, and with three women in the house of varying ages, I gotta tell you, somebody is always reaching for a razor around here. But thank goodness we have met Billy. Billy has recreated Everyday Essentials by delivering premium razors and high-performing body care directly to us. I love that there is no pink tax. That means we're not going to pay extra just for products that are made for women, no visits to the drugstore, and best of all, no breaking the bank. So go to mybilly.com to get their starter kit for just $9, and that includes their award-winning razor, two refill blades, and a magnetic holder that keeps your Billy razor safe and dry in between uses. And Billy is out to change more than just the way you shave. They just released three completely clean, must-have products to add to your routine. They've got a lip balm, a dry shampoo, and face wipes. It is the perfect time to stock up. My daughters and I absolutely believe this is the best, smoothest shave you're going to get. The razor absolutely just floats over your skin. So whether you're a beginner or if you've been shaving for a long time like me, I think you're going to find you're never going to want to use anything besides Billy ever again. So go to mybilly.com to meet the razor that has made everyone start talking about razors. And to express a little extra love for Sorta Awesome, go to mybilly.com/awesome. It's a small way you can support us while getting the best razor you will ever own. To get your starter kit plus free shipping always, go to mybilly.com/awesome.
Okay, Emily, here we go. We have a list of hacks that I found on the internet. Some of these come from TikTok. Some of them come from various, you know, like random BuzzFeed lists.
Yeah.
I love a BuzzFeed list.
I do too.
They have entertained me many an hour for sure. So I thought I would share each of these with you, and then we can kind of talk about if this is something that you would try or if you think it would work, those types of things. I even categorized them for us. Oh.
My list originally was really long.
It was a little excessive. A little excessive on the length, so I cut it down. Let's start with talking about kitchen and food, because you do love to be in the kitchen.
I do.
You love cooking, and so I bet you probably have some pretty good hacks. This first one is one that I saw on TikTok. And it's a hard-boiled egg hack. So do you like hard-boiled eggs?
I do. I love hard-boiled eggs.
I love them too. Some of my kids love them. Some of them absolutely won't eat them. Mm-hmm. So we'll go through phases where we either have like a whole bunch of hard-boiled eggs in the fridge or we have none for like stretches of time.
Right.
Of course, the biggest pain about a hard-boiled egg is getting it out of its shell. And so this hack from TikTok suggests that you blow it out of the shell by taking the more narrow end of the egg first and tapping it on the counter until you create a small hole.
Okay.
And then on the wider end pole of the egg, like the north pole is south pole of the egg.
No, yes. I don't know. I don't know what to call it. And I was like, what?
Do eggs have ends?
The bottom, maybe? Yes. I don't know.
You tap it on the counter until you get a bigger hole. And then apparently you can take that small hole and blow into it. And eventually the power of your breath, the shell itself will just blow right off.
Oh, okay.
Now, I saw a guy on TikTok do this. I watched that one probably like 10 times. I was like, I don't.
And it worked on the video.
When he did it on this TikTok, it worked. Okay. And it seemed to just take like a few seconds. Now, I found this one in a BuzzFeed list. And the BuzzFeed reporter who was listing this as a possible hack said she tried it and she was able to get to work, but it took her about a minute to fully get the egg out of the shell or to get it to work.
Right.
And then she said she timed herself peeling a hard-boiled egg with her favorite hack, which is to peel it under running water, which that's how Kyle does it too. Okay. I don't do any of this stuff. Anyway, she said that that only took her like 10 seconds to do. So she was like, you can do it this way and maybe it will do, maybe you can do it quickly. But she doesn't think that that should be your go-to.
I wonder if that guy's video was edited to where it seemed like it was so short, but not in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, I have a little hack of my own for peeling hard-boiled eggs. And I researched this for forever. And I think that I can credit, I want to say Pioneer Woman for this.
Okay.
Is giving the eggs, instead of boiling them in cold, like starting with cold water, doing a hot start.
Oh.
Boiling the water first.
Mm-hmm.
And then putting them in a pot of soft boiling water. And then I can't remember the times, but I did it once and it worked wonders.
So when you went to peel it, it just like the shell just like fell away.
Went to peel it. Okay. It was so easy. And so I think I'll probably do that from now on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I, of course, for many, many, many years boiled eggs in boiling water. But then we got that egg cooker, that countertop egg cooker. It's so, it's small. I don't believe in one trick pony kitchen appliances, but this is one that, oh my gosh, we have used it and used it and used it over the years. It's still going strong. And so you just put the eggs, you like make a little hole in the shell, you set it down in there. You put the little measuring cup that it comes with, that much water into it, put the lid on it, plug it in, and it does it all for you. No mess, no fuss.
Yeah.
I think, too, that you can peel those hard-boiled eggs more easily than a traditional one, although I'm saying that I've never tried this Pioneer Woman hack, so who knows? Yeah. Maybe that could change my life, too.
There you go.
Okay, so that is the hard-boiled egg hack from TikTok. Blow it out of its shell. I'm going to say that's a maybe, I don't know if you should try it.
Right.
Maybe if you're just bored and you're like, does this really work? Or is this fancy TikTok editing added again? Okay, the next one is one that I think many of us, an issue that many of us might struggle with, especially during the spring and summer. And that's, how do you get rid of those darn fruit flies in your kitchen?
Yes.
You know, once fruit flies are swarming, you know, your bunch of bananas or whatever you have, maybe you have some peaches on the counter that you're waiting to ripen. It seems like they just appear out of nowhere.
Know, for real. It and really then, feels like that.
How do you get rid of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this hack from the internet says it's very simple to do. You get either a cup or a jar. You put apple cider vinegar in it. With some dish soap. You put the dish soap right into the apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
Then you take a plain sheet of paper and just like kind of roll it into where it's a cone shape.
Yeah.
And stick that in the top of the jar or the cup. And so what happens is the fruit fly is attracted to the apple cider vinegar. It goes down through the cone, but then because of the cone covering, they can't get out.
Right.
And the dish soap breaks up the surface tension of the apple cider vinegar. So instead of just like skating along the top of the apple cider vinegar, it makes them sink to the bottom and they meet their very untimely, delicious apple cider flavored death. And hopefully it helps you get rid of your fruit flies. Have you ever tried something like this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. This might be an internet hack that we could and should try. Mm-hmm. It sounds like.
Definitely.
Okay. And then the next one I have from the kitchen and food realm of hacks has to do with, well, it originally started as reheating like stir fry or other, you know, Asian food dishes that you might have.
Okay.
So you get your delicious favorite takeout from your favorite Asian food restaurant. Usually comes with a side of rice, either fried rice or whatever fried ice too. Hey, maybe that's on the menu. Never know. And so I don't know about you. We always have a ton of like fried rice left over.
Yes.
From takeout. Yes. And it's really good for heating up again. But for me anyway, the trick is always like, it's going to be a little dry.
Yes, absolutely.
So this chef was giving this hack on some internet list that I found. And he said what he will do is heat it up in a skillet. Mm-hmm. And then once it's heated up, he cracks eggs over the top, which most, you know, fried rice usually has egg in it anyway.
Sure.
But he'll go ahead and crack another egg, a fresh egg over the top. And then this is the weird part to me. I don't know. I might try this, though. It sounds tantalizing. He takes and covers the egg itself with mayonnaise and hot sauce.
Okay.
Now, Kelly and I on the show have talked about using mayonnaise on grilled cheese sandwiches because apparently, you know, with it just being a mixture of oil and egg, it can really add a lot of crispness and just really cool texture to a grilled cheese sandwich. So I was like skeptical. I was like, mayonnaise with your fried rice. I don't know if I like this idea or not. But the more I started thinking about once that mayonnaise gets really good and heated up, it could provide some of that moisture.
Well, yeah, I think so. Now, I use mayonnaise a lot in cooking because I call it the moist maker.
Oh, look at you.
I will...
Moist maker.
I will actually like marinate chicken in mayonnaise.
Right, yes.
Now, I've never done this, but some people swear by peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Mm-mm. No, I don't. Okay. I don't think that's a thing.
No, it is. It really is a thing. It really is a thing because you know how sticky peanut butter is.
I'm going to throw up.
Someone in our listening land, please tell me that I'm not crazy.
Please validate me. No, I believe that people do that. And I will say, okay, speaking of mayonnaise in weird combinations, If you ever had a scrambled egg sandwich or a fried egg sandwich with mayonnaise on it?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, when we were in high school and our family, except for me, moved to Pennsylvania and I stayed behind and lived with that family in our hometown, the dad of that family would often, before school, on school mornings, make scrambled egg sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And he'd scramble eggs and then he would toast bread and he'd put mayonnaise on it. Mm. And at first I was skeptical, but I'll tell you what, it's dang good.
I bet.
It was really good.
I bet.
So then when you say peanut butter mayonnaise sandwich, like, it doesn't hit me right.
I know. Hey, I'm not saying I've ever tried it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I know people that absolutely swear by it.
Okay. All right. You know, one of my favorite snacks that some people think is extremely weird is peanut butter and dill pickles.
Yeah, that's a little weird. That's a little weird to me.
It's really good, though.
You eat them together? Like you dip a pickle?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's odd.
That's super gross to me.
What about a peanut butter pickle and mayonnaise sandwich? We should try it.
Welcome to the Sort Awesome Test Kitchen.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, it's getting scary in here. I think that we should leave off with no more kitchen and food hacks at this point. But we do want to hear some of the internet-inspired kitchen and food hacks that you guys have. Maybe we've missed out on the best one yet that could totally change all of our lives.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to a topic that you and I like to talk about endlessly, and that is beauty and beauty products. How about some beauty hacks?
Yes. Let's hear it.
Okay. I have a couple that are especially makeup oriented. I mean, there are tons and tons of hacks out there for different ways to like shave your legs or, you know, light your hair on fire with Coca-Cola and a lighter.
Right.
AJ tries a lot of these. She's done all kinds of hair masks that, you know, I mean, I've been like, that's fine. You can try it because a lot of them are variations on ones that have been around for a while. Speaking of mayonnaise,
yes,
you know, like a mayonnaise hair mask, I saw, you know, variations of coconut hair masks, coconut oil hair masks. So yes, there's lots of them out there for all different kinds of things that you can do to your body. AJ also got really obsessed with making at DIY at home sugar wax.
Okay.
She wanted to try waxing her legs with these sugar concoctions. And again, I sort of like, with great reservations, said, all right, give it a try, but I don't think it's going to work. Spoiler, they didn't work.
Right. Did it hurt too?
Didn't hurt her.
Okay.
Didn't hurt her. No, okay. Just didn't work. And she was deeply disappointed every time. But here's some makeup related ones that I wanted to run past you. So one hack from the internet that I saw is if you run out of lip gloss and you find yourself in a bind and you just can't get to the store, take a little bit of eyeshadow that's a similar shade to what you might like and, you know, get like scrape a little bit out of the pan and put it and mix it up with some petroleum jelly.
Okay.
And there you go. You've got a tinted lip gloss. Would you ever do this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yes, because from what I've heard, now I am not a beauty guru by any means, but from what I've heard is that the stuff that's in your eyeshadow is really like the stuff that's pressed. Like pressed powder and pressed eyeshadow is basically the same thing as the creamy stuff.
Okay.
It's just in a different form.
Okay.
So if you were to add petroleum jelly to it, I mean, I think that would probably be great.
So basically like the pigmented products that you use. For some reason, the fact that it's eyeshadow makes me feel weird about it, but I wouldn't feel weird if it was a powder blush and I like crumbled up a little bit of that and put it in petroleum jelly. It's weirding me out to think about doing it with eyeshadow. But I mean, I guess like pressed pigmented powders are pretty much going to be like the same substance.
Yeah. Right? Except for different colors. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So would you try this? You have tried it or you would
try it? I have not tried it, but I would.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to see. Yeah. If it worked.
Okay. Now this one I am super interested in and I think I am going to try it.
Okay.
This is an idea to, for those of us who were not blessed by Mother Nature in the eyelash department.
Like us.
That's me and you. We are at the top of that list. I've never heard of this before. This came from TikTok.
Okay.
Put concealer or foundation on your lashes as like a primer to get thicker lashes. So what this girl on TikTok did is she had a clean eyelash spoolie.
Okay.
Okay. And then she got just a little bit, I couldn't tell if she was using concealer or foundation, but she put a little in her hand. She put the spoolie into, let's say it was concealer, put it on her lashes. And it looked like if you had put concealer on your lashes And I'm guessing that she kind of let it dry a little bit. And then she went over it with her regular mascara. And she was, you know, doing that TikTok Instagram girl blink at the camera.
Right, right.
With your awesome lashes. Okay. I'm so intrigued by this, Emily. Is this something you would try?
I would never try this. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
I do not want thicker lashes. I want longer lashes.
Oh,
I do
well,
not
look
like
at you, Miss Pris.
Well, here's the deal. I don't like when they even clump a little bit.
Oh, hers were pretty clumpy.
Yeah. And okay. So that would bother me.
Okay. I'm thinking about trying this. I need thicker. I need longer. I need all of the eyelash.
I need all of the intervention for your lashes.
I need all of the intervention for my lashes. They are so blonde and also gradually thinning mm-hmm. over time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try this.
Okay.
I will report back.
Go for it.
The only thing I'm a little nervous about is I don't want to mess up. So, okay, you guys, I have totally found my holy grail mascara for all of the end of time. It is because of my sister, Emily. Mm-hmm. It is Thrive Cosmetics. I am so good at language today. It's Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Extensions
yes.
Mascara.
Yes.
I love it. Not only do I feel like it does make my lashes appear longer, I genuinely will say my whole life, Emily, I've had such a hard time with mascara smearing under my eyes.
Yes.
No matter if I used waterproof, no matter if I used extra, you know, concealer and all the stuff under my eyes, I would always get a little bit of a mascara smear under my eyes. This Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Extensions mascara is the only mascara I've ever used, ever.
Yeah.
With no smear at all.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It is such a miracle. So I'm afraid, like, what if I, you know, get concealer? I mean, I don't want to get, cross-contaminate the concealer
right.
to my...
I would use a separate spoolie for yeah. the experiment.
For the experiment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, I might give it a try and see what happens. So you like the Thrive Cosmetics, but you were telling me you got a new favorite. There's a new fave in town.
Oh, yes.
That you've been using.
Yes. So when I ran out of the Thrive stuff, I actually had this sample. And it's from Sephora. It's like the Sephora's own brand
mm-hmm.
of mascara. And it's called Lashcraft. And let me tell you, it is a pretty close second to the Thrive Liquid
really?
Lash Extensions. Yeah. Because I like it because it makes my lashes longer.
Okay.
Like I'm always in pursuit of that.
Of the longer
lash. Because I feel like they're so short. And I think that stems from, I don't know if you know this, but in high school, one of my friends asked me if I cut my lashes. And I don't. Why would I ever do that? But that's how short they are.
No, I never knew anyone had asked you that. Who would ask something? Well, a kid.
Somebody
who doesn't. Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. I never heard that story before.
Yes.
Bless it. Okay. All right. So concealer on the lashes. I'm going to give it a try. I don't know if I should, but I'm going to give it a try.
You go for it.
Okay. Now this next one has to do with a topic that is, you know, very sensitive for me.
Okay.
It has to do with painting your nails.
Okay.
If you're new to Sort of Awesome, you may not know about this bizarre neuroses I have about painting my fingernails. It doesn't apply to my toenails, just my fingernails. When I paint my fingernails, I feel like my nails can't breathe and it bothers me. And I literally cannot think about anything else.
Oh, wow.
When
so
I
it
have
really bothers
it
you.
Really, really, really. And I cannot emphasize this enough. Really bothers
okay.
me when I have painted nails. But if you're going to do an at-home manicure, this internet hack suggests, I think this also came from TikTok, that you put a little Vaseline around your nails. Now, that is a thing. Not only the few times that I've actually painted my nails, I'm always making a mess. It gets all over the nail bed. Also, when I try to paint the girls' nails or when, you know, God bless America, when they paint their own nails, it makes a big mess on their, you know, around the edges. So they're saying if you just will put a little Vaseline that you can just, you know, paint your nails and whatever mess is left behind after your nails are dry, you just wash your hands and it washes right away with the Vaseline.
Interesting.
You think you might try it?
No, because I don't paint my nails.
You go to the salon.
Well, only in the summer because art teachers can't have pretty nails.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So I have like one bottle of fingernail polish in my home.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't really do it very often. I never paint them myself. But my question is, what if you accidentally got Vaseline on the nail polish brush?
Ooh.
I'd be worried about that.
That could mess up your whole bottle.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm messy too.
Yeah. So maybe that's something you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
Okay. Well, Let's make Daisy try it. She grows her nails out in the summer too, because as a bassist, she can't have long fingernails. And so right now, I don't know if you've noticed them this trip, they are extremely long.
They are. They look really good.
So we can force this experiment on her and she can report back.
Sure.
All right, let's just switch gears a little bit and talk about cleaning. Now, nobody probably really gets a big thrill out of cleaning, although maybe some people do. Yeah. And if that's your thing, if you like what you like, Emily likes it more than I do.
Okay. I love cleaning.
That's fine. I like having cleaned. I don't like the process of cleaning.
Okay.
But here are a few hacks from the internet that have to do with cleaning. The first one is wear fuzzy socks for cleaning your wood floors. Instead, and they kind of turn into a washable Swiffer dry sheet for you. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this?
I have seen this.
Okay.
On probably BuzzFeed or something. And then there's also a company that actually made.
Yeah. Manufactured.
That they patented some sort of something out of this. I mean, I think if it was for like a really light dusting on your wood floors, maybe, but I think I'll just stick to the traditional.
I will stick to traditional too, because, you know, a thing that I have also besides my fingernail weirdness is hair.
Oh yeah. You have a
really
crazy aversion to hair.
Hair off the head.
I have to close my eyes. I like have white knuckles right now saying
even
this.
Like in a hairbrush, you don't like
hair. No, no. Hairbrushes are the worst.
Hair off the head makes me want to throw up. It triggers a gag reflex in me for no discernible reason.
It's like a phobia with you.
It is sort of like a phobia. I'm not afraid of it. Okay. It doesn't like frighten me. It makes me want to throw up. Okay. And so I saw the picture of somebody who has done this fuzzy sock, and it was mostly hair on the socks. Oh, and I was just like, I have to go bleach my brain now. I'll be right back. It was pretty terrifying.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, I mean, just on a practical level, too, it just feels like you would have to like walk all across your floor.
Right.
So why don't you just get your Swiffer out?
Exactly. Why don't you just get a little dust mop and do it that way?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So I'm going to say I'm probably not going to try that one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should, or I know I would not try that one just because of the hair issue. This next one has to do with making your own wipes. Now, this is a topic that I'm actually quite familiar with going back to my cloth diapering days.
Yeah.
But recently, when the pandemic first came to visit us here on this planet,
it's like, why did I start this sentence this way?
That friendly old pandemic. When quarantine began, finding cleaning wipes, especially disinfectant wipes, was nearly impossible.
Well, finding any kind of disposable anything was hard.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. So a couple of hacks had to do with that specific moment in time. I do feel like they're easier to find now. But the first one was cut up an old t-shirt and then soak the pieces of that t-shirt in your whatever your cleaning solution you want to use to create reusable wipes. Now, again, this is actually something I had done a billion years ago when Daisy was a baby and I first started cloth diapering. I cut up, instead of an old t-shirt, it was old cotton like receiving blankets that we weren't going to use anymore. And I put them in a wipes container with just like a very gentle solution of like a little bit of baby soap and a teeny tiny bit of tea tree oil to make reusable wipes. And you know what? They worked fine.
Yeah,
they totally did. Now, I will tell you another variation of this that did not work fine was using paper towels. So I'd found this hack somewhere to take a roll of paper towels, cut it in half so that it would fit in a wipes container, put that half of a paper towel roll into there, and then pour your cleaning solution. And this would be for baby skin, but whatever, you could use it for a disinfecting solution or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have paper towels that you can throw away.
Yeah.
I've done this before. They usually ended up making a much bigger mess.
Oh, I'm sure. I feel like they just would disintegrate.
Disintegrate, just make a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to make your own reusable wipes, I say make reusable. It's far less of a mess when you're actually using
them. And then you just launder them and
throw them in with your towels or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're good to go. Would you ever try something like this and make your own disinfectant type situation?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because I have many old t-shirts. So I could totally see myself doing that.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah.
Okay. This last one, I think I am going to try. It solves a problem that I constantly am like, how do people do this? Okay. First of all, you know, you have cup holders.
In your car.
Now, yours are probably not as grimy as mine because you don't share your vehicle with
many children,
small humans who are constantly messy. And listen, if we're being honest, I've probably spilled coffee and stuff in my cup holders more often than they have spilled their drinks. Yeah. You know, maybe a vanilla Diet Coke from Sonic 1,000 times is getting spilled in my van. So that's always a problem for me when I go to clean my car. Like, how do you really get down into those cup holders? Well, this internet hack says, put a sock on a drinking glass that fits the sort of, you know, circumference or whatever of your cup holder. Put a sock on there and twist it.
Oh.
And when you stick it down in there and twist it around, the sock itself cleans out those edges that are really hard to get to in your cup holder.
But doesn't the sock have to be wet?
I would guess you would need to put something on the sock, like, again, a disinfectant, cleaning solution, something to really get it to clean, especially if you're like me and you've maybe spilled a coffee in there or something that's, you know, kind of gunky. Wants to stick down in there, or your kid spilled Sprite or apple juice or something like that. You would need something a little bit stronger, something to break down the gunkiness.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm not really sure that that would work. You would have to press really hard. And I think you should probably just use a Q-tip.
So use Q-tips. Does that work?
I will use, of course, I also, because I like cleaning, I have little detail brushes
that you keep in your car
for little cracks and stuff, and Q-tips work really well. So
do you keep like a little mini detail kit in your car?
No, not in my car, but I always have wipes. I always have car wipes.
Okay.
Just because I don't like my car messy.
I know. So when you're just like sitting in a line at the drive-thru or at the bank or whatever, the red light,
you just do a little wipe.
Yep. A little wipe and go.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe that's where I need to start. Maybe I need to work my way up to a sock on a drinking glass.
Maintenance is key when it comes to clean cars. But of course, I can say that very easy because I don't have five kids right now. Like, well, I don't have any kids.
Well, listen, but that may be true, but I do spend... in non-quarantine time, I'm in the car driving people around. I'm stopped at red lights, especially because most of my driving around is just in the city. Yeah. So I could just start with keeping some wipes in there.
There you go. That's what I do.
Okay.
Awesome. Did you know that the average woman uses 12 products with 168 ingredients in her skincare regime alone every day? And unfortunately, that includes an unknown number of toxins. Self-care should not require compromises when it comes to choosing safe and effective skincare products. So given what all is going on in the world right now, why not focus on your skin and health? True Botanicals products can be calming during these stressful times and are delivered straight to your door. They're filled with natural and organic ingredients, and True Botanicals skin and body products deliver results without toxins, so you can feel good while working from home. True Botanicals uses both the latest scientific advances and centuries-old botanical extracts to create all-natural formulas in their products, like their hydrating face cleansers and their face oils for aging, breakout prone and sensitive skin, and they have nutrient-packed serums that are perfect for your at-home self-care routine. Every True Botanicals formula is made safe, certified, made without 5,000 plus known toxic ingredients. But unlike most non-toxic products, True Botanicals solutions actually work to repair skin issues. True Botanicals has conducted independent clinical studies, and in both trials, True Botanicals outperformed Crème de la Mer products. So whether you're looking for an effective anti-aging regime, if you are seeking a sensitive skin safe solution, maybe you're battling pregnancy hormones, or you're struggling with acne-prone skin, True Botanicals has a natural formulation that will protect and nourish your skin. Awesome. You have got to try True Botanicals for yourself. Get 15% off of your first purchase at truebotanicals.com/awesome. Get 15% off your first purchase at truebotanicals.com/awesome. That is truebotanicals.com/awesome.
All right. This last category is just sort of a general catch-all. Just like just random things that I found.
Okay.
Let's see if any of these feel like hacks that you would try.
Okay.
Okay. The first one is that you can, if you need to store something, you can suck the air out of storage bags with your vacuum hose.
Yes.
Now, I think there is a company
that
makes these specifically.
Right.
But this hack was just saying like you could literally do this with like Ziploc bags.
Yeah. I mean, I think in theory you could.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's, you know, there's a company that does like, they will send you a vacuum seal in the bags to preserve your food.
Right.
And then there's another company, I think, that does like clothes.
Yes.
Like special bags for clothes.
Storing clothes.
And then also bedding, like big comforters or duvets or something like that that need to go into storage.
Oh, yeah. I think that totally works.
Okay.
If you get a good seal on it.
Right.
Yeah.
We've been talking about vacuums a lot because Emily needs to buy a new one. And, you know, this is this topic that comes up in the Hangout group. I mean, I know I was talking about this at the top of the show, but legitimately, if you need to buy a new something and you're like, I am overwhelmed with research or I don't have time to research, it's probably been asked in the Hangout group already.
Use the search bar.
Use the search bar because talking about vacuums, you know, beyond the big debate between a Dyson and a Shark, we're a Shark family, but I'm sure Dysons are amazing too. People will chime in with all kinds of things that you maybe have never even heard of.
Yes.
And turns out to be awesome.
Yeah.
But then you get your vacuum hose. Here's what I don't recommend. Do not put that vacuum hose in a bag that you are storing socks in.
Right.
I talked about on Sorta Awesome that I had sucked up a sock into my vacuum cleaner. It got stuck in the hose, completely and totally stuck. I tried every internet hack. I watched YouTube videos. I put so much time into trying to fix that freaking vacuum cleaner hose. And I ended up finding on Amazon that you can just buy a replacement. And it was not only the hose, but it had to have the handle attached to it too for the specific Shark model. Yeah. Okay. So I did that. And then I will be dadgummed. But what I was using Kyle's... I don't even know if he knows this. Surprise. I was using Kyle's shop vac to vacuum out my van. And I sucked up a sock that was in my van and it stuck in there. And I just like put the shop vac in the basement. This happened a few months ago. I think right before the beginning or maybe right at the beginning of quarantine. And I'm like, I need to get a new hose for this shop vac. And I keep forgetting. Every time I go in the basement, I'm like, dang it, I got to get another hose for this. If you guys know how to get socks out of
shop vac hoses,
yes. And it doesn't involve just, you know, using a wire hanger, because believe me, I've tried that so much and it did not work. Please tell me so I can maybe not have to get another hose. Oh my gosh.
What's up with socks? They're just everywhere.
Yeah. My children just take them off wherever they are and just leave them.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that's what kids do.
Oh my gosh. There's so many socks in our house. Okay. Now, this is one that I actually have done.
Okay.
You can turn a piece of paper that has either been laminated or just put into a laminate sheet into your own DIY whiteboard or dry erase board. Have you done this?
I've done this too.
Okay. I wondered if you maybe had done this for a classroom or even in your house or whatever. It's so easy to do. Now, you as a teacher have access, I think, to a lamination machine.
We do.
You guys still do laminate things?
Oh, yeah. I laminate stuff mostly at the beginning of the year to hang stuff on my walls.
Right.
But many years ago, when I taught my very first year, I taught kindergarten. We had a very low budget. And so to practice handwriting and, you know, all kinds of stuff, I would laminate white pieces of paper.
Yep.
And they work perfectly.
Exactly. You can use dry erase markers on them. If you want to fancy it up, you could put it in a frame if you wanted to. One thing that, speaking of lamination machines, I can remember when I was teaching, we had a big lamination machine in the teacher's lounge. I did have to use it every single time, Emily. Every time I was like, I'm going to break it. I'm going to be the person that breaks it. And everyone's going to be mad at me.
And did you?
I never did.
Okay. So like a couple summers ago, I broke ours.
Oh, no.
It was in July. And I had to text the librarian. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now. I broke the laminator. And she's one of my good friends. But she was like, it's fine. I'm so glad you told me.
I put a note on it.
Yes, because like a lot of people would just,
walk away and be like,
I don't know.
Like stash in the basement next to the shop vac.
And she was so nice about it. And it was easily fixed. But yeah, I felt so bad.
Oh my gosh. It is surely a miracle that I never did, because every single time, and I would be like, I would get so intense about it. And I would like read the instructions like 8 times before I even started. And I was like, okay, can do it. I'd have to like psych myself up.
Yep.
I'd do my laminating and then I'd be like, thank you, God, I didn't break it this time. And then it'd be the whole process all over again the next time I had to laminate.
And all of you fellow teachers out there know the key is to keep the clip on the back piece.
Okay.
Yep.
What does that do?
That weights it down so it doesn't like come back on itself.
Okay. Yeah. Is that how it breaks most of the time?
I guess? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know what I was looking for to not break it. I was just like, I'm probably going to break it.
Do it.
I'm going to do it. This is it. Okay. Now, this was one that I wanted to ask you about specifically as an art teacher. So you maybe have seen this hack before to store paint
in baby food containers so it won't dry out if kids decide to take a break from their art project.
Yes, I have done that in the past. I will say that I've kind of gotten away from that because Amazon sells these little, I don't really know what they're called, but they look like Jell-O shot.
Containers. Oh, yes, I've seen you those in your classroom.
Yeah, they're just little clear containers with lids.
Yeah, they probably are for Jell-O.
I know. And they're really convenient because a lot of times, well, in my classroom, we use acrylic paint, craft acrylic paints.
Yeah.
And those dry out so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I use those. Now, I will tell you that something similar to your hack that you're talking about is I buy these fancy French yogurt.
Oh, right. That are like glass.
Yeah. I think it's called like Wee or something. I don't know. It's very rich yogurt.
Yes.
And I buy those and I save those because I use those for like watercolor demonstrations and stuff. So,
yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So smart. So smart. You are all about the recycling and the
reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, this is the last one, and I picked this one especially for you because mm-hmm. I know that you do love to wrap a package. You love some wrapping paper. The fancier, the better.
I would say that it's almost a problem how much wrapping paper I have.
So then maybe you already know this hat.
I do.
Oh,
I'm reading it. I know it.
Shoot. I was going to like present this to you as the ultimate one. Like, I picked this for you.
Oh, man.
This is going to change your life. You already do. But of course,
yes.
This is the thing. If you have wrapping paper with paper still on the tubes,
yes.
That you can take toilet paper tubes mm-hmm. and cut them in half.
Yeah. Well, you don't actually cut them all the way. You
okay.
just cut them once lengthwise.
Okay.
And then you take it and you wrap it around.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you cut it lengthwise.
Yeah.
And then just wrap it mm-hmm. around the wrapping paper tube.
Yes.
And it kind of creates like a cuff.
Yeah.
Keeps it from unraveling.
The paper from unraveling.
Okay.
And you can also use paper towel roll tubes because they're longer. So
that seems like it would work better. And I was thinking if you were using toilet paper tubes, you might even need to use like two, one at the top and bottom, but maybe with a paper towel tube, it works better.
Yeah.
So anyway, so not only should you do that, Emily,
it works.
The wrapping gifts enthusiast is giving it a stamp of approval.
Yes.
So a very awesome hack indeed. Okay, you guys, this was our list that we wanted to go through today. Emily, thank you for bearing with all of these ones that
I
randomly found on the internet. Please do not wash your hair or put Coke in your hair and use a lighter to straighten it. We do not condone that hack at all. I still am about 95% sure that AJ was absolutely teasing us about that.
Yes.
But if you do have hacks or tips or tricks, things that you learned from the internet mm-hmm. that you are like, you know what, this sounded crazy, but I tried it and by mm-hmm. golly, it works. We'd love to hear about it. So Emily, if people want to find you on social media after the show to talk about this or any other topic, where can we find you?
I am on Instagram at Emily34331. And I'm also active in the Sorta Awesome Hangout group on Facebook.
Awesome. Okay. You can find me on social media at Sorta Awesome Meg. You can find the show on Twitter at Sorta Awesome Pod. And of course, you can find us anytime on Facebook at facebook.com/sortaawesome. Emily, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me again.
Love to have you here. Awesomes. Thank you for listening, and we'll see y'all next time.
Sorta Awesome was created and is hosted by me, Meg Teets. Sarah Robertson is our assistant producer, and production collaboration comes from Kelly Gordon and Rebecca Hoffer. Kelly Gordon is our digital media producer, and we are so thankful for the ongoing support from our listener supporters. Music is provided by the band Prager. You can find more of Prager's music at pragermusic.com. To find show notes on this and every episode of Sorta Awesome, and also to spread the Sorta Awesome love to all of your friends, you can head on over to sortaawesomeshow.com.